This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how bad are the online bottlenecks in Obamacare enrollment chaos. This is the Chief Organizer, not Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, so let's start by not pretending that the first 2 weeks of enrollment under the Affordable Care Act have been anything other than bad. They have been woeful. At the same time, in my view, none of the problems are fatal. All of them can and will be fixed. And most of the pressure on the system is still in the future as outreach efforts start to have impact, not with the first shoppers that were crowding the door. A lot of this was predictable, contrary to all the claims by the private contractors and the government. I firmly believe that no one who has ever put in a new computer or web-based system anywhere has ever found that the cost was what was advertised, arrived when expected, or worked perfectly the first time out. For all of the web boosterism, this is a real wide world of web work, not the pie-in-the-sky stuff of advertisers and hucksters. So seriously, sports fans, didn't everyone know there were going to be some sniffles on the startup? Come on, man. Contrary to most Debbie Downers out there that believe that we already have discouraged shoppers given the snafus of the first 2 weeks, I think the first customers rushing in were a combination of people who have been shut out in the past because of prior conditions, as well as the curious. The shutouts are going to have to keep trying. Realistically, they don't have any other choice. Stories reported in the press have invariably interviewed people who have been previously shut out of the system and indicate that they have been the most persistent and continue to try and get through the morass. The curious will come back when they hear that the coast is clear. The real uptick in application volume is going to come as the efforts to reach people who are eligible but unaware and uncertain of how to proceed start to get traction. This will happen to the mass outreach efforts of the Navigator and other programs. None of those efforts were ready to rock by the starting bell. In fact, for most of them, the actual money on the grants came almost 2 months after the grants were awarded. So how could these efforts have been in earnest? Commitments for distributing millions of flyers are still unfulfilled and delayed. State efforts in many places to obstruct these efforts are still being dispatched. Congressional intimidation of HHS is attempting to forestall some of the direct outreach efforts that are going to be the most effective. Like the software problems, this is a process of problem solving, and eventually all of this will come together so that the masses of eligible beneficiaries of the program will start to find clear paths forward. That's not to say that it will be easy. For example, using paper applications gets people into the system, but to select their insurance company, folks will still have to go online to compare and choose. That doubles or triples the outreach effort, snarling the process as well. HHS is now 6 weeks late on delivering the literature for outreach, so it could be November before those efforts hit home. My bet is that the government is going to have to extend the enrollment period past March 31st of 2014, because people should not be assessed penalties for delays that were caused on the front end by the system itself. And frankly, that's fine too. This is not a one-year race, but a multi-mile marathon to bring health coverage to the American people, and there's really no question that we will win this race at the finish line, even if we have to move the line back a bit. For questions or comments, this is Wade Rathke, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.